Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so rude to the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Doug Barry's here. Douglas is back. He's the Director of Communications and Publications at the U.S.-China Business Council. And we've known him a long time. 17 years he's been hanging out with us. He's our good friend, Doug Barry. Welcome back.
Hi, Jim. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, Doug, your job has been to promote business between our two countries, U.S. and China. And you were on the show last time just before the coronavirus hit. And now you're back here today. And, boy, howdy, has your job gotten more complicated since we talked last.
It has, but I like a good challenge, Jim, and this is a big one.
Well, I was going to say, I think you got your wish. So tell us where, give us a report. I want to talk about the trade deal in the next segment, but give us what you think is happening right now. Give us a China report. What do you think is happening in China? You know, we've got Hong Kong is really become an ugly situation. There's the disease, the coronavirus in China, all that sort of thing. What do you think is going on over there in that country right now?
Well, a couple of things. First, the president of China, Xi Jinping, is a new kind of character for us to face. He has decided, when he came on board a number of years ago, that he was going to change China's trajectory and was going to elevate the country to its true and rightful place as a world superpower.
A dominant superpower.
Dominant, yes.
I mean, we have to put that word in there, don't we? I mean, he's a dominating kind of person.
He's a dominating person, and he thinks that their system, the one created by the Communist Party, is superior to anything else that the West has developed. Mm-hmm. So he would like to replace the United States as the leading superpower and take positions in international organizations, be at the top of the trade pyramid, and in general, compete with the United States in all of the areas that we have been dominant in since the end of the Second World War.
Well, don't we now know that he wants to not just beat America, he wants to dominate us? Don't we now know with their behavior, with the intellectual property behavior of theirs, the way they handle the coronavirus? It's pretty clear now, isn't it?
Well, it's somewhat clear for sure, and what's clear is that we're living now in a multipolar world, mm-hmm. where the United States is no longer the dominant party, and there are other parties up and coming, China being the most prominent of them, but you also have Europe, which is not very strong right now, mm-hmm. and you've got India that's coming up on the outside. So I think what we're going to have to do is figure out how to live and flourish in a world that we can no longer dominate. So what are the rules of the road? How are they going to be developed? What will be China's role? What will be our attitudes towards them? We're in the very early days of this seismic shift.
Isn't it a shame, though, you mentioned India. China agrees with you. Xi Jinping agrees with you because of his behavior on their border, on the Chinese-India border. He's rattling sabers over there to get their attention, to let them know that he's not going to put up with much, because India is our ally. They are an excellent ally of the United States, and so he wants to be dominant over us. And isn't it a shame, Doug, that we can't just do business with them, let them live in their world, let us live in our world. We do business together, let all of our citizens flourish. It's a shame that our country has to put themselves on a 21st century type war footing in dealing with China. I think it's just such wasted effort and energy. What do you think?
Well, you put your finger on something there, and I think that what we have to do going forward, and we haven't quite figured out how to do it yet, is how to preserve the trade part, which right now is the only positive aspect of the U.S.-China relationship, while we contest in these other areas, such as human rights, access to the new developing technologies, and some of the other areas.
But it's not fun, Doug, doing business with people when you've always got to watch your back with them. And that's where we are with China right now. And that's going to be the challenge. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that challenge and the trade deal with somebody who knows all about it, our good friend Doug Barry. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.